Amen. Jesus' name. This is Catching the Waves of Revival. We're going to talk to you about the third stage of revival. The first one was times of revelation. The second one was times of repentance. You should have read that chapter as I instructed you all to do, and you had notes and it was on your last exam. The next one is times of refreshing. And so that's chapter 13 in your book. So let's roll. Times of refreshing.
The times of refreshing.
The times of refreshing.
Is the latter rain that comes.
It is the latter rain that comes.
To mature the grains.
That comes to mature the grains. Now, see that? See how the Holy Ghost works? Mm-hmm. What word did Apostle use? The church have to come to a place of maturity. If the pulpits aren't maturing, then we cannot expect the people to mature. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You often hear people quote Hosea 4:6. But if I left you with that statement, it's incomplete. You see, it's not just the lack of knowledge. God said, because my priests rejected knowledge. You see. You listening?
Yes,
so the knowledge is here. Look at the school of ministry. If you're not getting it, it's because you're rejecting what you're being trained or taught. Okay, go ahead, sir.
It quickens the process of maturity.
It quickens the process of maturity.
By quickening the grains for the harvest.
By quickening, notice that, the grains for the harvest. Now pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. Are you listening?
Yes.
See, from Egypt, through the wilderness to the promised land. Are you listening?
Yes.
Egypt to the wilderness to the promised land. Remember what I told you? You are God's inheritance. And the wilderness training is to get all of them ites out of you, which qualifies you to reign in the promised land. You are God's greatest possession. Because when God possesses you, he possesses everything.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You'll catch it later.
Yes.
Just keep chewing on it. Go ahead, sir.
One, understanding the times of refreshing.
Number one, we must understand the times of refreshing.
That's Acts 3:19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. You go ahead.
One of the major rewards
of a repentant life
is that
the times of refreshing will come,
and it will be sent from the presence of God.
And those times of refreshing will be sent, and they will manifest and come from the presence of God himself. You heard Apostle say, just for you, just for me. Are you listening? We know God is omnipresent. But those times of refreshing are just for you.
Yes, sir.
Everybody might not be under the sprout. Yeah. Go ahead.
Times of refreshing. Is it a time of seeing the manifested presence?
Is a time of seeing, witnessing the manifested presence
of God. Break forth upon our lives.
Breaking forth upon our lives.
Times of refreshing.
The times of refreshing.
Is it a time of seeing the seed?
Is a time of seeing the seed
within us germinate. And rise to its full potential.
That's Isaiah 55:11 all day. No word of God goes out, returns unto him void. Are you listening? But it accomplishes what God please. It prospers in the thing where God send it. Are you listening? So that seed, when it's planted, got to be watered. Are you listening? That's why you have the former and the latter rain. The former rain prepares the ground. The latter rain touches the seed. Go ahead, sir.
Times of refreshing is also a time of yielding.
Is a time of yielding
to the presence of God.
To the presence of God.
Times of refreshing is a time of yielding.
Is a time of yielding
to one another.
To one another.
In true fellowship.
In true fellowship.
Number two, times of refreshing reveals the tares.
You know, in the church, you have the wheat and you have the tares. Go ahead, sir.
Times of refreshing.
Times of refreshing.
Is also a time when weeds and tares.
Is a time when the weeds and the tares.
Germinate and rise up.
Germinate and rise up.
Together.
Together.
Unto harvest.
Unto harvest.
Three, how to consciously deal with the tares.
How to consciously deal with the tares.
I'm
about to make a statement. If you don't know how to properly deal with the tares, you're going to pull up some good wheat.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
We need to know whether the tares are already.
We need to know where the tares are already.
Inside our subconscious mind.
Inside of our subconscious mind.
Or whether they are trying to enter.
Or rather they are trying to enter.
Via our conscious mind.
Via our conscious mind. Okay, where y'all think them wheat and tares at? Y'all think that was the person sitting next to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about what's going on the inside of your soul.
Yeah.
Those things, those thoughts that the enemy, those darts he's constantly shooting at you. God is ready to bring you to another level and you got these crazy thoughts. When it's your time to move forward, now you are paralyzed because of what's going on in your head. Apostle trying to bring you to another level, the enemy telling you he don't want all the money. He don't need you. A multimillionaire don't need us. But seed needs soil.
Yes,
and after you sow for a protracted period of time and come out of that survival mode, I know something about it. God spoke to me many years ago during the times of Katrina. I'm a New Orleans boy. God told me to get out and tell the congregation to get out. Are you listening? And I had the privilege and the opportunity to stay with this apostle.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
God did it. I didn't do it. Because when I left the city and went to Houston, Texas.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
my sowing didn't entitle me to be with him.
True.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. But the Holy Ghost saw fit.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
For him to call.
Yes, sir.
And check up on me.
Uh-huh.
See, he's a real apostle. Uh-huh. A real father. God told me when I was in Houston, Texas, when people were trying to get me to start a ministry, he said, I'm sending you back to Gretna.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I get a call from him asking where I was, and I told him where me and my family was. Are you listening?
Yes,
he didn't say nothing, but in the meantime, he's looking for a place that he could get to put me in.
Yeah.
What?
What?
So I can get back and go rebuild.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You don't hear these stories all the time.
Yes,
they on the wrong end.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Well, during the course of time, he calls back and say God spoke to him and told him, bring me to his house.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I stayed with him for 21 days.
Yes, sir.
Didn't have want or need for nothing.
Yes, sir.
And then he and mom called me and my wife to the table. But I had a visitation the night before he called me. God told me to write a letter to the ministry and tell them, pay attention. I had no intentions on sharing this tonight, but since Apostle started it, his son might as well jump in with it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So God spoke to me. He said, you write the church because we were scattered all over the country. And he said, you write these words to them. We are not in the survival mode. We're in the kingdom mode. He told me to tell them, you don't tithe because you come to church. You tithe because you are the church. So when he sat down, he said, now, son, you have not shared anything with me and mom concerning your financial needs. I am a multimillionaire, and I can do whatever you want me to do. But God spoke to Ron already. And when he sat before me, I told him what God told me. But I had wrote a check out in him and mom's name. so that when we sat at the table, I said, Dad, Mom, you gave me the one thing I needed. You taught me. Now you take this seed. And let that apostolic anointing that's upon you and Mom do the rest. Now, if I was a shyster or a bastard child or a phony, I would have used an opportunity to try to rob the one who's training me. You got to understand integrity. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I didn't come to get something from him other than his anointing. What do you mean get it from him? You'd want to have the spirit of your father. You want to have his backing. And you can't do that in a survival mode. Okay, thank y'all for your enthusiasm. I'm still here, ain't I? I'm blessed, ain't I? Oh, I'm blessed. Let me tell you, I'm blessed. Okay, thank you for your enthusiasm. Okay, come on, sir, hurry up. All right, chapter 15. We finished times of refreshing. That refreshed you, didn't it?
Yes.
See, you follow a man like that, the anointing that's upon his life will take care of all your financial needs.
Yes, sir.
You should never go to your apostle pouring your heart out about whining about finances.
Right.
Wow. Not if you do what he's training you.
Right.
Yes. Dr. Jeffrey Phillips is my brother, twin brother at that. Okay. I know you don't understand, but you get a revelation. If Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger could be twins, then me and my brother could be twins. And so we spend time training each other. And one of the things he taught me and one of the things we talked about, I don't care what come up in our lives financially. We never go to Dad begging. He'll never know if I had a financial storm.
Yeah.
Won't know why? Because he taught me.
Yeah.
Sow your way out.
Amen.
Chapter 15. Times of revealing.
Times of revelation.
Times of revelation.
It's like the early rain.
It's like the early rain.
That comes from the presence of God.
That comes from the presence of God.
Times of repentance.
Times of repentance
is the breaking up the fallow ground.
Is the breaking up of the fallow ground
of our heart.
Of our hearts.
So that every idle ground.
So that every idle ground
is repossessed.
Is repossessed.
And used for God's glory.
And used for God's glory.
Times of refreshing.
Times of refreshing
is like the latter rain.
Is like the latter rain
coming from God's presence.
That comes from God's presence.
Causing the seed to germinate.
Causing
and mature,
the seed to germinate and to mature
into harvest.
Into harvest. It's harvest time.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
The seed rises to its full potential.
The seed rises to its full potential in life.
And now we are in the times of refreshing.
In the times of refreshing.
We are keenly conscious.
We are keenly conscious
that he is in us and with us.
That he's in us and he's with us.
We have found the fullness of joy in his presence.
We have found the fullness of joy in his presence.
Understanding the times of revealing.
Understanding the times of revealing.
Number one.
The times of revealing. The times of revealing.
Is the time of the manifestation.
Is a time of the manifestation.
Of the Son of God.
Is a time of watch this statement now. Times of revealing is the times of the manifestation of the Son of God in the sons of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are. Check your own Bible out. There was no announcement made about who Jesus was until Matthew 3. When he was baptized in the River Jordan. When he came up out of the water, the Bible says, and lo, a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Pay attention now. In Matthew chapter 4, the Bible says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Talk to me up in here. God said, out of Egypt have I called my son. you go from Egypt into the wilderness. You can't get to the wilderness if you don't have no spirit to train you. The purpose of the wilderness is to train your soul how to follow the dictates of the spirit. So you can get renewed in the spirit of your mind, so you can begin to produce spiritual things. The maturing of the saint is in his spirit, in the spirit of his mind. Okay.
Christ is going to be made manifested.
Christ is going to be made manifested
in the saints.
In the saints.
Matthew 16:28.
And Matthew 17:1-3. That talks about the transfiguration. When the glory of God that's already in you begin to manifest through this temple. Trust me, there's a greater glory that's on the horizon. You may have never heard this before, but the scriptures say he must reign until every enemy is made his footstool. Apostle talked about the kingdoms of this world becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and the kingdom of his Christ.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes.
See, the church got so much rapture theology, it's not apostolic in nature.
Right.
Because a rapture theology gives you the mindset that God got to get the church out of the world so he can deal with the devil.
Right.
Ank, wrong answer.
Right.
He must reign until every enemy is made his footstool.
Right.
He is the head of the church, which is his body. Last I checked, your feet on your body. So it is the church that will cause every enemy to be made his footstool. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death itself. So don't come preaching to me no weak stuff about the rapture. There's going to come a people that's going to put their foot on the neck of death. And then once all of his enemies has been conquered. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You got it. He can't come until they all been subdued. You got that? He can't come until all of his enemies has been conquered and subdued. The head got out the grave. The head got out the grave. The head was resurrected. Now the body turned. Come on, sir.
The transfiguration was the coming forth of God's glory.
Was the coming forth of God's glory
through a human body.
Yes. So if the glory can go through a human body, there's nothing in the human body that the glory can't take care of.
Right.
You need some new eyes? He got them.
Yes,
need a new heart? He got that.
Yes.
That's the kind of stuff you're going to see
in
this move.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
We are about to see the Son of God
made manifest
in the sons of God and expressing himself
and all of his fullness through the church, his church. Y'all have never read? For in him dwell the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You've never read that? That's the book of Colossians. Read it sometime. See, in him all the fullness dwell. And we are members of his body. We are one with him. We've been joined to him. He just been waiting to manifest himself through his body. The church. Watch this. Which is the fullness of him that fills all in all. That's the apostolic prayer, Ephesians 1:16, all the way to the end of the chapter. Read it sometime. Go ahead.
Number two.
The times of revealing.
Is also a time of seeing the fullness of who.
We are in Christ.
Yes.
We are in Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's no hope of glory without Christ being formed in you. Paul said, my little children of whom I travail. See, I'm travailing in prayer. Not worried about what you're doing.
Yes,
I'm travailing in prayer until Christ be formed in you. If Christ can be formed in you, then he could be manifested through you. The church spend too much time dealing with stuff they don't even have to deal with. The church keeps people in the babyhood state of Christianity by not fully understanding that he put away sin once and for all by the sacrifice of himself. I don't need to keep preaching at you about sin. What I need to teach is that it can't reign over you. Thank you. Let not sin reign therefore in your mortal body. You don't hear that much talk. Talk to me. They too busy worried about what you're doing. They don't understand. Sin was already dealt with. You keep people in the babyhood state of Christianity, always wondering about what they did wrong. You're never going to do right if I don't teach you. That don't have power over you no more. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Okay, you ain't used to that. Go ahead, read, sir.
All that God has deposited inside of us.
All that God has deposited inside of us.
Will come into its fullness.
Will come into its fullness.
Our life.
Our life.
Calling and ministry.
Calling and ministry.
Will come to express more of Christ.
Will come to express more of Christ. Can I talk to you?
Yes.
Christ never. Christ was the friend of the sinner.
Yes.
Y'all scared of prostitutes.
Come on, tell the truth now.
I said it. You heard what I said? I said, y'all scared. Don't get mad at me. If the shoe fit, wear it. You so scared. And you know, the church scared. I had a young lady who was a bona fide prostitute show up in the church. I told them, leave alone. All them church mothers, leave alone. She ain't gonna know nothing about dressing. She come from the street. So her dressing shouldn't bother you. Just wear your dress and keep on about your little business. God got this. You won't know what I knew? Now you're clean through the word which I preach unto you. She stopped coming. She said, I can't come. I'm out here on the corner tricking. I said, keep coming, baby. You got to keep on coming. Are you listening? Are you listening? Now she married with her own husband, with her own house, with her own car. And her son is studying to become a Wall Street Journal. What? That's what happens when you're out of religion. Perhaps you don't remember in the life of Jesus' ministry, there was a woman named Mary Magdalene, a street full-blown prostitute. They were all tripping, but she would take her hair and wipe his feet. Don't you think Jesus got some flack for that? But you can't be in this and be a punk. Gotta know who you are. Okay.
Come on,
sir.
We will come to a greater maturity.
We will come to a greater maturity.
In our character.
In our character.
The expression of Christ's life.
In our expression of Christ's life.
Number three. The times of revealing.
Will also bring the ministry of Christ.
To full maturity. The apostles and the prophets. Will come into full maturity
and full function. Number four,
the times of revealing is also a time of fulfillment.
It's also a time of fulfillment
of the times of the Gentiles.
This is God's time
of harvest
of his inheritance
in the saints.
Number five.
The times of revealing.
Are going to be times of acceleration.
Of God's work on the earth.
Of God's work on the earth, in the earth, through you.
A quickening spirit.
Will be released upon the church.
In everything she does. The number of churches
springing forth
in the supernatural power
will rise quickly across the nation.
The maturity process
of the saints
will be speeded up many fold.
The, com-
The conversion rate of new Christians.
The conversion rate of new Christians
will be very high.
Will be very high.
The impact upon city after city.
The impact upon city after city
will be a reality.
Will be a reality.
The times of revealing.
The times of revealing
will speed up the last three stages.
Will speed up the last three stages.
And revival will explode on us.
And revival will explode upon us.
The times of restoration.
The times of restoration.
Reformation.
Reformation.
And the times of the revival.
And the times of the revivalists
will climax in the last years.
Will climax in the last years
before Christ return.
Before Christ return. And in case you don't know it, Apostle Thompson is one of the revivalists. Yeah. You might not read nothing else, but you better read those chapters. Come on, sir.
When Christ is fully made manifest.
When Christ is fully made manifest.
In the saints.
In the saints.
The process of revival.
The process of revival.
Becomes unstoppable.
Becomes unstoppable.
When Christ is made manifest.
When Christ is made manifest.
He will destroy the influence and power of sin.
He will destroy the influence and the power of sin.
Every influence and temptation of
every
sin
influence and every temptation of sin
will be brought under the subjection of the saints.
Would be brought under the subjection of the saints. Now, y'all might not have paid attention, but that's what the wilderness training is all about. God told those people, he said, I brought you out here in this wilderness to see, for you to know what was in your heart. You to know. Now, what did he want them to know? He wanted them to know if they would obey his commandment or not. So in order to do that, I'm going to bring you out here where ain't nothing at.
Right.
You got to depend on me.
Right.
Oh, hold up. Where you think you get your money at? I know most of y'all think you get your money in the promised land. Ink, wrong answer. Wrong answer. I don't, what Bible you been reading? The Bible says he brought them out of Egypt. He brought them out of Egypt with silver, with gold, with all types of diamonds and jaspers. He brought them out. They came out rich. Are you listening? God already told Abram, his covenant friend, know of a surety that your seed would be enslaved to a nation for 400 years. And that nation that they're enslaved to, I will judge. And after 400 years, I will come down and deliver them. Hello, somebody. He already did that. God wasn't surprised that they went into slavery in Egypt. He told his covenant man, Abraham, that it would happen. But he said, after those 400 years, I'm going to visit them. And he came down and got in Moses to take them out of Egypt. And you don't go from Egypt to the promised land. You got to go to the wilderness. The wilderness is the place that you got to be trained how to handle your wealth. But what did they do in the wilderness? They used their wealth to make something that they could worship. A golden calf. Some of y'all done made a golden calf. Why are you talking about them? In your wilderness, you done took your money and did what God didn't tell you to do. Your golden calf was that car, that house, them clothes. Shundai, hookah Messiah, oh mama, my knee hurt. Can I get a new pair of sunglasses? E-D-D-I-E, that's Eddie. Okay, you'll find out about that later. Come on, hurry up here, sir. Chapter 16. How much time we got? Good, let's roll.
Times of restoration.
All right, now we're on the next one. Times of restoration.
The times of restoration.
The times of restoration.
Is the inevitable result of allowing God.
Is the inevitable result of allowing God.
To move us forward.
To move us forward.
Into his will and purpose.
Into his will and to his purpose.
Help us to be fully restored.
To help us to be fully restored.
And be brought back into God's original plan.
And to be brought back into God's original plan.
For our lives.
For our lives. The way God intended it to be from the beginning. Genesis 1:26. Let us create man in our own image after our likeness and let them have dominion. That's God's original plan. Go ahead, sir.
God restores back to us.
God restores back to us.
All that the devil has stolen from
us. All that the devil has stolen from us.
We also receive much more.
We also receive much more.
That we have lost.
much more than what we have lost.
God is a God of restoration.
God is a God of restoration.
And he always restores more than what we have
and
lost.
He always restores more than what you lost.
Thank you. Areas of divine restoration.
Areas of divine restoration.
One, man.
Number one, man.
Redeemed man will be fully restored.
Redeemed man will be fully restored
to the image and likeness of Christ.
To the image and into the likeness of Christ.
And Christ.
And Christ.
The redeemed man.
The redeemed man.
Not only gains all that Adam had lost.
He not only gains all that Adam had lost.
But also gains all that Christ had.
But he also gains all that Christ have achieved on his behalf. The last Adam. Go ahead.
The redeemed man is restored in.
The redeemed man is restored in.
His spirit.
His spirit.
A new spirit is given to him.
A new spirit is given to him.
His image and likeness.
His image and his likeness.
God's nature is in him.
God's nature is in him.
Spiritual relationship.
Spiritual relationship.
He cries, Abba, Father.
He cries, Abba, Father.
Spiritual dominion.
Spiritual dominion.
Anointed as kings and priests.
Anointed as kings and priests.
Spiritual maturity.
Spiritual maturity.
You can now go on to perfection.
You can now go on to what? Perfection. Go ahead.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
The Lord works with them.
Prosperity. The Lord works with them.
And confirm their words with signs.
And confirm the words of his sent ones with signs and wonders following.
Destiny becomes a channel of God.
Destiny becomes a channel of God.
To be blessing to all mankind.
To be blessing to all mankind.
Number two. Truth.
Number two, truth.
God is restoring truth.
God is restoring truth.
Which he once entrusted to his church.
Which he once entrusted to his church.
The Holy Spirit is teaching the believer.
The Holy Spirit is teaching the believer.
Day by day.
Day by day.
The aspects of truth.
The aspects of truth.
That are relevant.
That are relevant for our lives.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
The Holy Spirit's only assignment is to guide us into all truth.
The Holy Spirit will not speak on
for the Holy Spirit. Initiative. For the Holy Spirit does not speak on his own initiative.
The Holy Spirit speaks what he hears.
The Holy Spirit speaks what?
What he hears.
Okay, so I'm about to make a statement the church ain't ready for. Everybody telling me they walk by faith. I'm about to make a statement. You cannot walk, live, and conduct your life by faith without hearing from God the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Amen. That's exactly right.
Because you don't even hear from God until the Spirit speaks.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit only speaks what he hears.
That's right.
So the first level of faith, is what the Holy Spirit hears and tells you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
For you live by faith, what's revealed to you by the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You ain't never heard that. Don't be, I know you haven't. You thought you heard, you thought, well, I got it when I heard Pastor Ron. Well, here's what you need to hear. When the Spirit quickens what I'm saying,
yeah. Yes, sir.
Then it becomes yours.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit discloses.
The Holy Spirit discloses.
What is to come.
What is to come.
Number three. The church.
The church.
God is restoring the church.
God is restoring the church.
To our fullness of capacity.
To our fullness of capacity.
Her relationship and establishing it.
Her relationship and establishing it.
In intimacy.
In intimacy.
Her ministry and her ministers.
Her ministry and her ministers.
Are rising in power.
Are rising in power.
Her capacity for service.
Her capacity for service.
As she learns to minister unto him.
As she learns to minister unto him.
As a priest.
As a priest.
Her militants.
Her militants.
Causing her to violently push back.
Causing her to violently push back.
The gates of hell.
The gates of hell.
She learns to walk in a kingly anointing.
She learns to walk in a kingly anointing. Oh, I know.
The church will become the expression.
The church will become the expression.
Of the fullness of God.
Of the fullness of God. Do you understand what I just told you?
Yeah.
If if the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Jesus when he walked on the face of the earth, then the fullness of the Godhead and bodily form today is the church.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead. Okay. That's chapter 16. Okay, now y'all read chapter 17 and 18. Times of Reformation and times of the revivalists. Y'all enjoy a great Thanksgiving.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.